Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lab Medicine's podcast series. Joining us today is Dennis Ernst. He's the director for the Center for Phlebotomy Education in Indiana. He's going to talk with us today about hemolysis in blood samples. Hi, Dennis.
Thanks, Kelly. You know, it's no big secret that drawing blood during an IV start or from a vascular access device is almost asking for hemolysis. And there's been a lot of studies that have really focused on the magnitude of the problem. And so I thought it'd be a good idea to just summarize what that literature says so that all of us can kind of think about how we're going to address this issue. Because hemolysis is such a problem, especially in the emergency room where so many samples are drawn during IV starts. So I think it's a good time to assess the magnitude of the problem and what the cost of the problem is if we don't do anything about it, and then maybe look at some of the what the studies tell us on how we can effectively minimize draws during IV starts and draws from lines in our facilities to get that hemolysis rate down. In a multitude of studies, the range of hemolysis in non-emergency environments goes from 1% to about 32%. 8 studies have shown how rampant the problem is just in the emergency department alone, and hemolysis rates there range from 6% to almost 50%. So if we're going to tackle hemolysis, we need to look at the emergency rooms first. And I'm going to speculate that the problem in emergency rooms is got to be attributed to the number of draws during IV starts, because that's where it happens. That's where the problem is the biggest. And you got to think that that's the cause of such a high hemolysis rate in the ED. So what's the cost of doing nothing about the problem? Well, a hospital in Singapore, now this was reported in the American Journal of Medicine, published in 2009, the researchers Ong et al. Found that this facility did two things to reduce hemolysis rates, and they saved $556 a day in unnecessary costs of supplies and personnel. That is a major cost savings. What two things did they do? Well, they performed venipunctures instead of drawing blood samples during an IV start, and they used syringes instead of tube holders to perform those venipunctures. This is a big hospital. They saw 300 to 500 patients a day in their emergency room. That's about $200,000 a year. So if we can implement that where we work, look at what we can do to free up resources in our facility. And probably the most published success story is the one that occurred at Sarasota Memorial Hospital, where they saved $3.5 million over 20 months by reducing their emergency department hemolysis rates. And they did address the problem of draws during IV starts. So I think there's some tremendous gains. And for those who have the fire in the belly to reduce hemolysis, especially in the emergency department, cutting out the line draws and the draws during IV starts, that's the low-hanging fruit. We've seen some tremendous gains in the literature here by facilities that do just that. If you want to find out just how big this problem is where you work, then all you have to do is calculate the cost of recollecting one hemolyzed sample. One facility took a look at the supplies and the personnel time and found that every hemolyzed sample cost them $12.02 to recollect. So multiply that by your hemolysis rate, and now you can monetize the size of the problem and really present it to administrators if you need additional support to eliminate this really preventable cost in your facilities. It's not just the cost, though, because let's remember, every time there's a recollect, it means that some patient is inconvenienced and some physician has to wait longer for the information he or she needs to make decisions about that patient. How much longer? Well, Lippi et al. In Clinical Chemistry Laboratory Medicine published a study that showed that on average, it takes 56 minutes for a stat sample that was hemolyzed to be recollected. That is an enormous extension of the turnaround time, and delays in emergency departments are not well received. So we have this potential for some serious interdepartmental friction, don't we? And dissatisfied patients and dissatisfied physicians. So there's more than money involved here when we tackle our hemolysis rates in the emergency department. Now, I realize that patients don't want multiple sticks, and I think that's the best argument for drawing during an IV start, and that's probably why in the emergency department most nurses are starting those IVs and drawing blood samples. you know, everything has to happen fast in an emergency department. And if we can access a vein for the purpose of infusing fluids, well, why can't we withdraw the sample? We're going to see here in a minute why that's a bad idea, but let's understand why it happens in the first place. But I think it's easily dismantled when we look at really what's going on. Depending on where the IV is placed and the composition of the cannula of that IV and other factors, as much as 50% of the time, we're not only subjecting patients to a second stick anyways because of hemolysis, but we've added an hour to the process. So here's the thing. When we draw during an IV start, we're using a device for a purpose for which it is not intended. IVs are designed to infuse fluids, not to withdraw blood. So red cells, you know, we got to think of them as fragile crystal orbs. And a beveled needle that's used for phlebotomy is designed for drawing blood samples. And it's red cell friendly. But IV needles, they're not designed for that purpose. And they subject the red cells to far greater shear force and turbulence. And they rupture the cells and samples get rejected. Yes, drawing during an IV start expedites test results for some patients. Yes, it's convenient, and when it works, it's an efficient use of our resources, and the patient only gets one stick. I understand all that, but see, it's not in the best interest of every patient. Depending on the variables we're going to talk about, it may not even be in the interest of most patients. So, for example, if you're inserting a Teflon catheter, studies are going to show you're going to get a 42% hemolysis rate. Others say a 55% hemolysis rate. So you see, the type of the device is a determining factor. Let's look at some more statistics. In 6 studies of hemolysis rates on samples drawn by venipunctures, the range goes from less than 1% to almost 7%. 8 studies looked at hemolysis rates of samples drawn during IV starts, and they found the rate to be from 6% to about 25%. So what this means is that when you draw during an IV start, up to 25% of the time, you're going to have a redraw. And it's going to be a lot higher when Teflon and other compositions are in use in the ED exclusively for IVs. But let's use these stats. If up to 25% of patients drawing during an IV start have to be recollected, that means that 75% don't, right? So 75% of patients get timely results and good service. But let's look at it this way. I know it's not up to the patient, but what if we asked that patient, do you want me to draw your labs while I start the IV, or do you want a second stick? If I do it during the IV start, I'll save you a second stick, but there's a 25% chance that you'll have one anyway, and it's going to add an hour to the time it takes to get the test results so we can make some decisions. See, if we ask that question, depending on the emergency and the patient's fear of needles and other factors, they might take the chance, but here's another question, and one that we can ask ourselves when we're making the decision. What would I do if this was my parent, my brother, or my child? Would we risk the time delay to save a stick? Or would we want to assure results will not be delayed and have that venipuncture done for the labs? See, I don't know what the answer is for you, but those of you who have ever attended my lecture on the 10 Commandments of Phlebotomy, you'll know that my 10th commandment is, thou shalt treat all patients as if they were family. I'm just saying, there's not a right or a wrong answer, but when we make that decision to draw during an IV start, we have to know the consequences of our choice and do what's in the best interests of the patient. Not long ago, I participated in a CDC best practice study where we looked at 500 journal articles to see if there were any practices that generated results so consistently that we could assign them best practices status. And we found 2. One of them was performing venipunctures instead of drawing during an IV start. And the other one was that if we do have to draw during an IV start because it's unavoidable, then we only do it when the IV is inserted in the antecubital, not in the hand. IVs in hands have been found to more frequently hemolyze samples when we're drawing through that device. Let me just close here with some strategies that you can implement if drawing during an IV start is unavoidable, because there are things you can do to minimize it. One of them is to use a syringe instead of a tube holder. You can also make sure that you're only drawing through large bore cannulas. For example, a 20 gauge or larger should only hemolyze 15% of the time or less. 16 and 14 gauge catheters rarely hemolyze. You can also avoid pulling on the plunger of the syringe excessively. You know, we have to think of them as fragile crystal orbs again, and they don't tolerate excessive plunger pressure. So let's make sure anybody who draws is not pulling excessively hard on the plunger of that syringe. So there's a lot more that goes into this, and I share a lot more information in my video called Ending Hemolysis in the ED and Everywhere Else, which you can access online, and you can see the full-length preview online at phlebotomy.com. But still, this is a massive problem, and I think there's ways that you can tackle it. You just have to be diligent, determined, and apply a take-no-prisoners approach. This can be done, and everyone benefits in the facility. It's win-win-win for everyone when you tackle hemolysis rates and you eliminate line draws and draws during IV starts. I hope this helps.